of these technologies are going to be defining some of the use cases, defining how the industries are going to be doing or changing their ways of doing things, you know, whether it is in healthcare or it is in manufacturing or it is in logistics. Every industry is going to be able to do things differently with these technologies, which will make them more efficient and more cost effective as well. A lot of their solutions have been adopted by the large companies. Some of these solutions are not just adopted by the companies in India, but are adopted across continents in Europe, in US. So I can recall it, at least 20 different solutions which have been adopted just in the last 1 year. In my opinion, our products stand, and I will say they go head to head with international products at this point of time.
Hello and welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors and businesses and professionals who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. They allow principles to take precedence over ad hocism. For them, profitability is as important as scale, creating and leading new categories and innovations. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, and of course, the little joys. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial and professional journeys. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Sanjeev Malhotra, CEO, Center of Excellence for IoT and AI, NASSCOM. As head of the NASSCOM Center of Excellence, IoT and AI, spanning 3 locations in Bangalore, Gurgaon, and Ahmedabad, Sanjeev is currently building the innovation ecosystem with startups, corporates, government, and the academia, focusing on emerging technologies like IoT, artificial intelligence, robotics, etc., and its application in manufacturing, auto, transport, healthcare, and a host of other use cases. India is becoming a hub of innovative digital solutions covering the entire gamut of industries and powering the digital strategies for global companies. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Sanjeev.
Thank you. Thank you, Gaurav. Glad to be here.
So, Sanjeev, what are the key focus areas or core initiatives that NASSCOM COE emphasizes to promote innovation and technological advancement within its ecosystem? Sanjeev?
So, you know, as you said in your introduction, you know, we are focused on driving homegrown innovation in India, especially in the emerging technologies. When we talk emerging technologies, these are IoT, AI, robotics, AR, VR, which is augmented reality, and so on. These things, you know, when we talk about developing a solution, each solution may have multiple of these technologies. And a lot of these technologies are going to be defining some of the use cases, defining how the industries are going to be doing or changing their ways of doing things, you know, whether it is in healthcare or it is in manufacturing or it is in logistics. Every industry is going to be able to do things differently with these technologies in a more which will make them more efficient and more cost effective as well. And also, I think it is going to be an imperative. It's not just a good to have thing. It is an imperative to start using these technologies because of the you have to remain competitive with the global world. Now, having said that, our focus is that we should have choices or solutions available from India, because India is one of the most vibrant startup ecosystems in the world, where a lot of these solutions, you know, which we earlier used to be looking up to Western nations or Japan or other countries in the world, for our industries to import from there and adopt are actually being developed in our backyard. And a lot of times people are not even aware about it. So the ecosystem that we have developed, the four locations, the labs, is to for these younger startups to develop their products and also get the right mentorship in the form of Industry Connect and even the Connect for the funds. Now that helps you get your product ready. The other most important part that we do is actually to bring these solutions for adoption by the different industries within India and outside India, which is the most important platform we have built, which we called a co-creation platform for these companies to work with the startups. So this is how we are encouraging the innovation ecosystem to grow, Gaurav.
Sanjeev, what milestones and achievements mark NASSCOM CEO's journey thus far in terms of startups enrolled, successfully incubated ventures, the tangible impact of startups, and the significant employment generated within the ecosystem, societal projects, and IPs filed? Sanjeev?
So the milestones, the biggest milestone is, you know, some of the large ones that are very visible is that more than 500 startups have worked with us since our inception, which is more than 6 years ago. And they have come and, you know, made use of all the programs that we have launched since then, which means they have been working from our facilities, using our labs to develop their products, which itself is an advantage. A lot of their solutions have been adopted by the large companies. Some of these solutions are not just adopted by the companies in India, but are adopted across continents in Europe and in US. So I can recall it, at least 20 different solutions which have been adopted just in the last 1 year by different companies. And these solutions could be anything, you know, from saving costs in your cloud or to use AR/VR solution to help companies overcome the physical meetings during the COVID time, or they could be driving efficiencies using robots and so on. So I would say our key achievements are mainly around having around 500 startups who have benefited and worked with us closely, and more than 50 industries who are closely working with us and also benefiting from this program of having access to some of the latest technologies, which they otherwise would not have had. So, and also some of these startups have also implemented some citizen-centric projects, right? Be it on the farming side, using drones for farming, or it is in the areas of healthcare, where we are actually helping some of the large institutes like AIIMS to detect cervical cancer early in the early stages, where lives can be saved. So there are many such examples. So Gaurav.
Sanjeev, how does the NASSCOM Center of Excellence for IoT and AI in India leverage its unique ecosystem? You know, you cited one example in a previous response, essentially on addressing real world challenges. Can you give me a few more examples, Sanjeev?
Right. So NASSCOM is one of the largest network of the industries and the companies, you know, in India, which has been working on many different initiatives, and innovation is one of the latest focus areas for NASSCOM. And this network of companies is obviously helping in bringing these companies to these startups and vice versa. Also, as a part of this program, we are closely connected with the central government. It's actually a mighty initiative which is being executed by NASSCOM in partnership with the state governments. So having support from the governments and the NASSCOM network actually helps us reaching out to places, you know, which we ourselves or which no other organization can do. So there are examples of where we are actually, we have deployed solution for helping expectant mothers, you know, where we can have less mortality, both the child as well as the mother. We have deployed those solutions in Vishakhapatnam. We have deployed solutions in AIIMS Jodhpur in partnership with a few other organizations. We are working with some of the security agencies on how to decrease crime in certain areas by deploying some simple apps. So we have actually spread across the sectors. Healthcare definitely is one of our major focus areas. And the latest example I can tell you is we have deployed one solution on the pulmonary health, which is, especially after COVID, a lot of people needed to do their pulmonary tests, which in normal routine, if you go to a large hospital, you will end up paying quite a large amount of money. And a lot of people don't do that because of the inconvenience as well as the money. So solutions which are developed by our startups can actually are portable, can reach out to smaller places in the point of care in smaller places, and they are very cost effective. So this is one of the latest. LUFIT is the name of the solution which we have deployed in at least 12 different hospitals across the country, and now taking across to more places.
Sanjeev, how do you assess India's current position in terms of effectively incorporating and adapting new age technologies, especially compared on a global scale? Sanjeev?
I would say we have come a long way. We have come a long way from where we were actually when the startup ecosystem was fairly in its, I would say, early stages way back in, 10 years ago. And to where it is now, it has grown significantly in terms of its breadth as well as its depth. What I mean is, the products which were developed 10 years ago to now when I see these products, I feel them, they are globally competitive. You can easily, earlier you look at a product which was developed in India, especially a hardware product, you can look at it and say, this is made in India. Now, when you look at products, it is indistinguishable. You cannot say this is made in India, China, or Japan, at least not from the looks of it, and not even from the functioning of it. So from that standpoint, I think we have come a long way. And in terms of using these technologies, I would say we are pretty much at par with most of the countries. We are maybe slightly behind US on certain areas because their ecosystem is very, very huge. But the amount of funding that has come into India, the amount of interest from the support from the government and the participation of the industry, I think we have come a long way. And in my opinion, our products stand, and I will say they go head to head with international products at this point of time.
Sanjeev, when it comes to adopting new technologies, businesses often need to strike a balance between innovation and preserving their existing operational models. That's not an easy task always because it requires adjustments and also lots of mindset changes. How do you think businesses are navigating this challenge, and what strategies are they employing to ensure a smooth transition? Because managing transitions can, besides being costly, can also be disruptive. Sanjeev?
Good point, Gaurav. A very, very good question, actually. And that's what actually India needs to navigate its way to change of the mindset, where they recognize that investing some amount of your resources into innovation is important. Our traditional industry mindset is always focused on operations and generating money through sales. But if you have to be an industry which is looking long-term with a long-term vision and to be competitive globally, which I think you have to be these days, given that the world is becoming global, you have to be innovative in terms of where you have to be ready for change. Just because things that worked for you for last 20 years may not work for next 20. And that requires basically, little bit of risk taking, I would say. Risk taking is the key thing which I think our industries have to learn at this point of time. I think there is a change happening with some of the younger generations coming and taking over the businesses, but I think we still are not there yet. The other thing is to use some of these ecosystems or the organizations, the services that we provide, to do it in a very cost-effective way. You don't have to do everything yourself. Don't think that I'll invent the new solution yourself. It's not going to be possible given the change of pace of technology and how much expertise is needed. And that's where our startup ecosystem also comes into play, where they have to learn to work with them. And where that's where we also help these organizations how to work with them. It's not easy to always work with startup. It's not a It's not all going to be hunky-dory. And the moment you start working with them, there are going to be problems, but the benefits outweigh the pain points. And I would say this will be the win-win formula for everyone and the quickest way to get to the path of being competitive and innovative.
Sanjeev, finally, what are the key trends or developments that you anticipate for the next year, 2024, in the industry? And also, could you provide a recap of the significant events and advancements you think that will shape 2024, both for NASSCOM as well as from a technology point of view? Sanjeev?
Right. So at this point, the technology which we hear about the most, the one which is creating a lot of news at this point, is the AI, and especially the Gen AI, which is looking very promising technology at this point of time, is going to be able to add, where I think a lot of industries will feel the need to adopt these things to remain at par with their peers across the world. And there's a lot of work already happening in a lot of large companies. If you see the amount of activity on that front, I think is huge. And so Indian companies will also have to be onto that bandwagon, right? But it's not just going to be AI alone. While AI is going to be the most important technology for next few years, or maybe longer than that, but there are other technologies, you know, which we talk about are equally important, where I believe adoption of IoT is going to increase, more robotics is needed, especially when it comes to Indian market. We will also have to worry about security also, right? How to be cyber secure, all these companies, as we go more digital, I think security cannot be taken for granted. And we will see more cases of things going wrong, especially when it comes to cyber attacks and so on. So that's going to be another area of focus for a lot of companies. And the world will start moving more digital, I think. And India has already done a demonstrated it through its government programs that digital is going to bring in so many benefits. And the trend for companies is going to be more open to adopting emerging technologies. I would say India is very well positioned to serve its needs for the industries and for the rest of the world. And a lot of companies across the world are looking to our ecosystem. In fact, they are counting on India to be the supplier of the digital solutions of the future and the present.
Thank you, Sanjeev, for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us, to share your deep insights and give us your perspective on a variety of things, on the technology trends, on the things that NASSCOM is currently engaged in, and how the Indian startup ecosystem actually is looking more bullish than ever. Thank you, Sanjeev.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure, Gaurav.